Suicide, a huge issue, and we're going to talk about it this morning at a movie that's coming to the Orpheum Theater. Good morning. It is 8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aridus, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning. Also joining us this morning to talk more about it, the Vice President of Behavioral Health Services at Bridgeway, Stacey Brown. Stacey, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here again. I know we've talked in the past about different issues, and this is one that's well, we hope it goes away, but it's not ever going to go away. I mean, you're not, but you know, while looking at some of your statistics, that globally, nearly 1 million people die each year by suicide. And, well, of course, we found out this morning that the actress from Superman had released that she had died of suicide.
Oh, was it?
Margot Kidder.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just heard that this morning that they had announced that. And I guess apparently her daughter already knew that from the start. She said when she went there, when they had called, that she knew it was suicide. But just, I mean, I guess you would hope that maybe in a situation where it is a celebrity, because we've had a lot of that, that would hope that brings more light to the issue.
That is the goal. The goal is really to get people to start talking about it and really to start understanding it. It's been given such negative press, connotation, everything. And so people just really need, I know I feel like I say this every time I'm here, people just have to start talking about it and understanding what it is and why it happens.
Yeah, and the person contemplating it maybe isn't going to talk about it. They're not. You have to, I guess, we, especially as family members or friends, have to see signs.
And I think you will hear people say, well, I never knew, I never saw anything. And there are signs. It may not be shown to the people who are closest. And you know how you always go back and you say, oh, well, remember when this happened, or do you remember this? And so we need to be more in tune to what those signs are and start paying a little bit better attention.
Yeah, instead of saying, well, I just thought that was Bill being Bill or Mary being Mary. Not necessarily the case. That's just the way he or she was. But those may have been signs. I guess we have to educate ourselves.
We do. And that's the most important part is we really need to start understanding, and we really need to start understanding what signs and symptoms are, how to look for them, and how to appropriately reach out to people. Individuals are scared to say something. It's a really heavy subject. And when we do mental health first aid training and we talk about talking to other people about suicide, and we tell people you have to ask the question directly. You have to say, are you thinking about killing yourself? Because there's a huge difference between asking that and asking, are you thinking about hurting yourself? And people really get a very different perspective when they start practicing that. And people will say, I can't do it. I can't say that. And when we ask why, their response is, I'm afraid of what the response is going to be. And so we not only have to teach them to look for signs and talk about it, but also how to react to it and what to do if the answer is yes.
Well, I guess that's almost, I don't know if I want to use the word narcissistic, but you're making it about yourself if you're scared of what the answer is going to be.
Exactly. And we talk a lot about that too. And when you have these conversations, it's important to really listen instead of saying things like, well, I've been through bad times too, or I have felt that way too, because then it does become about you and you've taken it away from them. And this may be the first time that somebody has actually reached out, and you want to be there and do the right thing and listen and try and get help.
Well, and the other thing is, I guess on the behalf of somebody that's contemplating that or having some issues, they're just as scared as you are, and they're like, no, I don't want to talk to anybody about this because they're going to think I'm crazy.
They might be just
and
as
I don't
scared.
Know what, yeah, I don't know what their reaction is going to be. And yeah, I mean, they're going to go put me somewhere that I don't think I need to be.
Exactly. Are they going to put me in the hospital? Are they even going to believe me is a huge question that people ask themselves. And again, you know, if you are the person reaching out to an individual, you may be the first person who has ever actually acknowledged that I have a problem or I have an issue, and it's scary for that individual to say, yes, I do.
Stacey Brown, Vice President of Behavioral Health Services for Bridgeway, joining us here this morning. We're talking about suicide, and we'll talk about the movie coming up Tuesday night at the Orpheum Theater. You know, and the thing is that there are probably more resources now than there have ever been for people to talk to somebody or to refer somebody to, but you got to get them to do it. And you again, I guess, educating ourselves about where those resources are.
Exactly. I think there are more resources now, or we are becoming more aware of the resources that we have. But our best resources are just family members, friends, people. So if we educate the community on how to react and reach out and help and get them to those resources when they need it, that's the best thing we can do.
And maybe, like you said, and there are cases sometimes as a family member or some close friends, you don't see the signs. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe you see the sign more than their family member does.
And that's very true, which is why we our goal is to train people, not just who are involved in mental health or in healthcare, maybe more closer to this topic, but to train people who work at grocery stores and banks. And people will say, you know, the training has helped them in their work environment deal with people that they work with, deal with staff that they supervise. The folks from Dave's Auto Body came out and took mental health first aid one time, and they said it was an incredibly beneficial training, not just in working with their staff every day, but also in things that they had personally been experiencing. So it goes both ways.
Mental health first aid, and that was the question I was going to ask, what's available out there? How can people find out about it? And so do you have classes available through Bridgeway?
We absolutely do, and we will schedule classes upon request. And so if you just call out to Bridgeway and say, you know, I'm really interested in mental health first aid, we'll start gathering names and we'll hold a class. We'll come to you. We'll have it in Galesburg. We've had it everywhere. We recently went over to Davenport because they requested a class over there. And so it's a free class. It's anybody can take it, and it's so important.
So whether as an individual or maybe you're a business owner like Dave Dunn, and what a great idea. Stacy Brown, the Vice President of Behavioral Health Services at Bridgeway, joining us. All right, so what an incredible story this is. Movie on Tuesday night, Orpheum Theater, 6:30. Tickets in advance are at the door for just $5. It's called Suicide, The Ripple Effect, and this is just an incredible story about a young man who was 19 years old, and he got to that lowest point, and I'm going to do this, and jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. Normally, that's it. That's the end.
Yes.
But that's not what happened in this situation.
Amazingly.
Yeah.
He is one of the very few people who has jumped from the Golden Gate Bridge and lived. And so he's really used his experience and his life to help others for the longest time. And he talks about it in the movie extensively. They wouldn't put the safety nets on that bridge. They just fought it and fought it, and finally they were able to get it done. But it's little things like that that saves lives. But it's important to hear his story. We've had the opportunity, a few of us, to actually see the full documentary. And people ask all the time, because if you look at the trailer on YouTube for it, it is kind of dark and it is hard to watch. But the important thing that I want people to understand is, yes, his story is tough to listen to, but it's so important. And a lot of the documentary is really about how he has come out the other side and his recovery and what he's done, not only in the United States, but across the world, to bring his story and to help people understand that recovery really is possible.
Yeah, I first had heard about it. It's been actually fairly recently before I knew anything about the movie. It's just earlier this year. I think he might have spoken in the Quad Cities or somewhere near there. And I was reading the article and like, wait a minute. He jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and survived. Number one, how do you survive that fall? Number two, after you do, with all the broken bones he had, I don't remember mm-hmm. how many broken bones. Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing that it happened. But, you know, whatever higher power you believe in, there was some intervention there somewhere that and he's obviously realized that, and he knows that he needs to be out there helping people now.
Part of the documentary that's really interesting is he goes back to the bridge with the man from the Coast Guard who pulled him out of the water. And that's really moving. And to hear them talk about it and the story just behind that small section of it is really amazing. And it's just, I can't impress upon people enough the importance of this movie to see. It just really starts to help people have a better understanding of how this happens, what people go through, and how they can survive.
So Suicide, The Ripple Effect is the movie. It'll be Tuesday night at the Orpheum Theater, 6:30, just $5 to get in. Then afterwards, though, you're going to be having a discussion. Is that right?
Well, for anyone who needs it,
okay.
Because this film can be kind of difficult for people and elicit a lot of feeling, emotion. So we will have our crisis staff and our therapist there to debrief with anybody who needs it individually.
And maybe it'll trigger also somebody's like, hey, I need to go take this mental health first aid class.
Exactly.
Again, available at Bridgeway, and they can contact you 344-4200 at Bridgeway if you'd like to set up the mental health classes, or again, just to talk.
Exactly. We are a full resource for anybody who needs it. I'll tell you, it's been really interesting because we've had this on our Facebook as well, and we're giving away a couple of tickets every other day. And so the first day we asked people to tell us what they do for self-care because it's so important. And we had a ton of responses, and people talked about things that they do. They read, they exercise, they pray. And we really had some people who felt comfortable enough to tell their personal stories on that site. And it was an incredible conduit to get people to start talking. And that's what it takes.
Getting it out there, just talking is such a big step. Stacey Brown, Vice President of Behavioral Health Services, Bridgeway, joining us this morning. Suicide, The Ripple Effect, a film and movement for hope and healing is how it's described. Tuesday night, Orpheum Theater at 6:30. You can get your tickets in advance at the Orpheum box office or on the Orpheum's website, or $5 at the door. Hopefully a lot of people will go and take a look at this, sponsored by Bridgeway. So nearly 1 million people annually die by suicide, and there's runs the gamut of reasons, and I guess no matter what you think, like, well, that wasn't a good reason, it doesn't matter to that person. It's a big reason.
It is, and they're at a point where they just really feel hopeless and helpless, and it can be for a bunch of different reasons. It may be a health issue, a mental health issue. People who have chronic pain or chronic medical issues many times will suffer from depression. And so that can be a reason that people get to this point. Also, has there been some type of trauma in their life? Is there a family history? Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Or, you know, we talk about environmental factors. Are people overly stressed? Do they have access to means? And so there's a lot of different reasons, and there's not one specific reason why people look to suicide as a reason.
So to help find out some of the signs, number one, the first aid, mental health first aid is a way to go. What in general, I mean, I guess, because we talked about, you know, for instance, with kids with bullying, signs to look for, you know, depression would be one, and just changes in habits and things. I what about with adults? I mean, what are some of those subtle signs that maybe you should look for?
Changes in mood and behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are different, people acting differently than what they normally do is, I guess, a way to say it. Just are they talking less? Are they starting to not do the things that they normally do? Did they used to go out with friends a lot? Now they're really kind of retreating back and spending more time alone. Are you noticing that just change in attitude or behavior? Usually somebody who is happy, talkative, just really quiet now. Those are pretty outward signs that you can really start looking for. And it's no different from adults to youth either. Some of those are very similar. And we get really busy in our everyday lives, and we may say, well, you know, I do notice that, I do see that, and then we stop and think about it, but then never do anything about it.
Well, I suppose you talk about, you know, they stop talking, then at that point you assume they're probably starting to just internalize everything. That's not good. And again, as you said, asking that question, or I mean, even just talking to them in the first place, that's going to help. Trying to get them to talk about whatever's going on, and then that question, are you thinking about committing suicide?
Yes, are you thinking about killing
yourself? Taking your own life,
yes.
Yeah. And again, like you said, maybe you're the first one that's even approached them anyway about, like, hey, somebody, I guess maybe you get them to think, somebody does actually care.
Yes, and that's sometimes you have to ask the question more than once.
Yeah.
And people think, well, I asked and they said no. So, but sometimes you do have to ask more than once if you're still seeing that. And the very opposite is true. If you've had an individual who has been very quiet, depressed, had those symptoms, and then all of a sudden they are kind of back to their normal self, or they've really kind of changed their behavior and it's on a more positive side, that could mean something just as well. It could honestly mean that they have made their decision and they're at peace with it and they're ready to move forward. And so you have to pay attention to that as well.
Wow, I never even thought of it in those terms.
Yeah. No.
Stacey Brown, Vice President of Behavioral Health Services at Bridgeway, joining us this morning. The movie Tuesday night at the Orpheum Theater, 6:30. Suicide, the Ripple Effect, and it's a really incredible story. And yeah, I understand that, yeah, the parts of it are going to be pretty dark and depressing, but it's about getting information out there, though.
And there are parts of it that are funny.
Yeah.
And really the message behind it is that hope and healing and recovery. And he does talk a lot about that. Just, and I don't want people to think that it's a very depressing documentary. It's not. His story is hard to listen to.
Right.
But it's important. And he does talk a lot about how he has come out the other side and how he has really gotten into recovery and things are very different for him now.
Well, it's interesting on the movie poster itself, the smile on his face. That's not a fake smile. That's
no.
The guy, he looks truly happy, honestly.
And I've actually had the opportunity to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
He is a very upbeat person. He has an incredible amount of energy. He is very passionate about what he is doing now, and he really is dedicated to helping people, educating people, and he says it all the time, I just want you to be here tomorrow. I just want you to stay alive.
Look for signs. Reach out and talk to somebody. Again, mental health first aid, Bridgeway, absolutely free. 344-4200. They'll set it up for your business or individually if you'd like to go, or your family, I guess, too.
Yeah, we've had people who come with their parents, you know, adult parents, and you know, we've had husbands and wives come together. It's anybody, anyone at all.
Anything else we need to know, Stacey?
Nope. $5 isn't a lot to pay for an important message. And all of the proceeds that we are making from ticket sales will actually go to our local West Central Illinois Out of the Darkness Community Walk. That will be on Saturday, September 15th, which is also very important to be a part of. It's great to hear people's stories and for people to come together and really support each other.
Stacey Brown, she is the Vice President of Behavioral Health Services at Bridgeway. Stacey, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.